Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Let Us Pray.
A reading according to the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of our heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. I know a pastor who was called to his bishop's office. The bishop insisted the pastor put an end to the excessive cultural expressions in the liturgies of the predominantly African-American parish. The ensuing discussion became heated and eventually devolved into impasse. Finally, the pastor threatened with being removed from the parish unless the bishop's demands were met, leaned forward, offered his hands across the bishop's desk, and said, Brother, let us pray. Brother, let us pray, surprising not only the bishop, but himself as well. And they prayed together. No prayer formula to follow. Just the two men, two brothers, at odds with each other. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. I read recently this open quote. It may seem that being perfect is a really severe commandment, but that is not how Jesus saw it. To Jesus, perfection is simply the truth of who we are. To be perfect, we only have to center ourselves in the spirit we are and let it flow easily into our lives. Close quote. Jesus knows the truth of who we are, the very image and likeness of God. That's how he sees us. To Jesus, perfection is simply the truth of who we are. He knows our capacity. How to allow this truth to seep into awareness, especially now as we delve into Black Lives Mattering and while gripped by a pandemic. How? Perhaps by simply breathing. Breathing in the enduring Pentecost of an unleashed Holy Spirit, God's own breath into our lungs, into our hearts. Breathing in, knowing it is God's own breath that we hold in ourselves. We might pick up a scent of humility And as it expands in our hearts, the grip of the need to be right loosens and falls away. Especially now, as we delve into Black Lives Mattering and while gripped by a pandemic, we loosen the grip of the need to have the answer, the need to be right. Let us be the ones to surprise ourselves today as we watch our own reaching across to the other, the one we are at odds with. Let us surprise ourselves as we hear ourselves say, "Brother, sister, let us pray." Compelled to pray with one another rather than for one another. Simultaneously handing over our restless human hearts into the hands of God. No prayer formula to follow. Just the two of us at odds with each other. Let us pray.